President Salva Kiir says the government of South Sudan remains committed to peaceful dialogue with its northern neighbor, Sudan, over post-secession issues. Speaking at Independence Day celebrations at the John Garang Mausoleum in Juba, he also mentioned plans to build a refinery in Upper Nile State and highlighted plans to downsize the government while discouraging proposals to create too many new counties in order to reserve money for development projects. But the most pressing issue was peace, and President Kiir said despite continuous bombardments along border areas by Khartoum, Juba would remain dedicated to resolving all outstanding issues through dialogue.
Despite all these continuous provocations, we remain committed to resolving the issues through dialogue and the AU-HIP mechanism because we believe in the peaceful resolution of all the conflicts. We will maintain our good relations and free trade with Sudan. I have stated many times, in many occasions, and I'm repeating this today, that we have no problem with the citizens of Sudan. I repeat, we have no any problem with the citizens of Sudan. The political problems should have not been generalized to affect the citizens.
Sudan's Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, Salah Mohamed Wanusi, represented the Khartoum government at the celebrations. Wanusi said Sudan remains committed to peace and would respect the sovereignty of the Republic of South Sudan.
I repeat what earlier His Excellency President Omar al-Bashir said here in the same platform, that Sudan is committed fully to establish positive relations with South Sudan based on equality, good neighboring relations, and respect to South Sudan's sovereignty. I wish to the people of South Sudan progress and prosperity.
Talks between both sides continue in Addis Ababa. The chairperson of the African Union Commission, Jean Ping, assured the people of South Sudan of the AU's commitment to assist in resolving outstanding issues with its neighbor in the north.
We shall not turn our back on South Sudan. We are preparing a solidarity conference that will be organized on the margin of the next AU assembly with a view to assisting more effectively countries emerging from conflict. South Sudan will feature high on the agenda. I encourage you to continue to pursue the AU roadmap and the UN Security Council Resolution 2046 with the view to arriving at a peaceful settlement as soon as possible. As AU, we are sending the same call to the Sudan.
The UN is also vowing to continue supporting the country. The head of the UN mission in South Sudan, Hilda Johnson, hailed the people and government for achievements over the past year.
A lot has been achieved since independence, but a lot also needs to be done. The road ahead will not be without challenges, but I am confident that with the resilience of its people and the wisdom of its leadership, South Sudan will overcome any obstacles.
Meanwhile, in Jonglei State, where intercommunal clashes have highlighted the violence that continues to mar the country's first year, Governor Kwal Manyangjuk called for resilience from the people as they continue to build the nation. Speaking to a gathering at the state capital, Bor, Governor Kwal reminded the people of the sacrifices that were made to attain independence.
Independence did not come by itself. It came after sacrifice of lives. We lost very many lives. This is the day we give them our thanks. And this is the day we tell ourselves, what do we do after this? It must be recalled that the journey to liberty was long and bumpy. Nation building is more challenging and requires determination and resilience from each and every one of us to have an input.
Residents in Jonglei and other states in South Sudan are being encouraged to leave the violence behind and think about the future of their new country, which includes a shift to more agriculture. During his address, President Kiir also announced that seeds had been sent to communities to enable people to embark on vigorous agricultural programs, with the aim of the country becoming self-sufficient by the year 2015. Julie Walker, United Nations.